This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 209 for Tuesday, January 7th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning in thin and choppy trade. Canola $2 to $5 lower, the March contract down $4.50 at $621.30 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans accounted for some spillover selling pressure, although European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were both higher on the day. Chicago soy oil also moving up, providing some spillover support for canola. But the March contract did dip below its 100-day moving average this morning, which was bearish from a technical standpoint. On the other side, tightening supply projections and the ongoing need to ration demand going forward did remain supportive. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are lower while wheat is holding on to small gains. Soybeans pressured by shifting South American weather outlooks, with more rain in the forecast for dry areas of Argentina and Brazil also expected to receive welcome moisture. March soybeans down 5 cents at $9.93 per bushel. Weekly inspections data showed U.S. Exports of about 1.3 million tons of soybeans during the week ended January 2nd. That was down 22% from the previous week, but up from what moved the same week last year. Corn, also pressured by the improving South American weather outlook this morning, down 2 cents in the March contract at $4.55 per bushel. The USDA did report private export sales this morning of 110,000 tons of corn to Colombia, which was slightly supportive. Positioning ahead of Friday's monthly USDA supply-demand projections were a feature. Wheat futures moving higher. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in the March contract at $5.95 per bushel. Kansas City up 4 cents in March at $5.57 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 2 cents in the March contract at $5.42 per bushel. Cold temperatures across parts of the U.S. plains are raising concerns over possible downgrades to the winter wheat crop, with the latest data out of Kansas and Oklahoma showing quality ratings slipping over the past month. Friday's USDA report will also include winter wheat acreage estimates, and traders will be following that for signs on future price direction. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 7th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.